Congressman Scott says the federal deficit's rapid expansion is due largely to two things.
Health care is going up higher than inflation. And unless we get the health care problem solved, we're not going to be able to solve the budget deficit. The other thing that we have to deal with is the tax cuts from 2001 and 2003.
Scott says keeping the Bush tax cuts on the books will cost $400 billion a year, with the two-year extension passed last December amounting to $800 billion.
Let me tell you what $800 billion is in comparison. The general fund budget for Commonwealth of Virginia is about $17 billion a year. Add them up 50 states. All 50 states' general fund budgets, $650 billion. We cut taxes $800 billion in one vote. Now, if you make a cut like that, obviously somebody's going to have to suffer. And now we're trying to pay $400 billion a year. That's $4 trillion over 10 years. And we came back in January, said we got to be serious about deficit reduction, and all the experts told us how much we needed in deficit reduction over 10 years, $4 trillion. Some of us said, well, I know where you can find $4 trillion. Let the tax cuts expire. Oh, that's unpopular.
According to Congressman Scott, the $100 billion in spending reductions made to offset the tax cuts in the most recent continuing resolution are indicative of what is to come.
They cut low-income home energy assistance for low-income seniors, community health centers like the Vernon Harris Center, Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, legal aid got cut, NASA, Head Start, health immunizations, job training programs, air traffic controllers, law enforcement grants, FBI agents, clean water grants, FEMA, Border Patrol, national parks, even poison control. Those are just some of the cuts they would have to make for the first $1 trillion. Now we've come to a plan where Congress in the next 6 weeks will cut $1 trillion in the next 10 years. And we see what a first trillion looks like. And then the Gang of 12 will come back and do $1.5 trillion by the end of the year. All of those painful cuts add up to $2.5 trillion. Extend the tax cuts for 10 years, that's $4 trillion. We're still, after all that pain, $1.5 trillion worse off than we would have been if we just stayed at home.
Scott says the Bush tax cuts are a failed experiment, noting that the 8 years of the Bush administration coincided with the lowest period of job creation since the Great Depression. He says this emphasizes the need for elected representatives to be honest about the choices on the table to balance the deficit.
The one thing I like to tell people when they start talking about cutting Medicare and they say we're not going to cut it too much, or cutting Social Security, we're not going to cut Social Security too much, I just ask them to use complete sentences and say we need to cut Social Security in order to preserve the tax cuts. We need to cut community health centers in order to preserve the tax cuts. Because if the tax cuts expire, you've got $4 trillion in deficit reduction on the table, as good as anything. And when people start seeing what's going to have to get cut in order to preserve the tax cuts, I think let them expire will get a lot more popular.
The bipartisan supercommittee will present their recommendations for deficit reduction before the end of the year. Congressman Scott says regardless of the details, its passage will be difficult.
If it has new taxes in it, it's unlikely to pass the House. If it doesn't have any taxes in it, it's unlikely to pass the Senate. I don't know how you get around that partisan reality. But one thing, if they don't come up with a proposal, is that the tax cuts did not get extended. So some of us are saying, if y'all want to blow up the thing, to quote a great American, make my day.
Bobby Scott has served as Virginia's 3rd District Congressman since 1993. He previously served in the Virginia General Assembly, first in the House of Delegates from 1978 to 1982, and then in the Senate from 1982 to 1992. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Richmond.